Colorado's fire season typically begins in late May and early June, but with the Galena fire west of Fort Collins last March, it's not unheard of to have fires start sooner than that.
And before too long, we're going to see them lift off, fly over the reservoir.
The air over Chatfield Reservoir near Littleton has been filled this week with massive twin-rotor Chinook helicopters. They're practicing water drops, flying in and filling up a bright orange bucket that holds 2,000 gallons of water.
So this is the first time in my memory that everybody who will play a part is here.
Lieutenant Colonel Mitch Utterback of the Colorado National Guard is overseeing this first-of-its-kind fire training. Fire agencies from around the state train every year for fire season, but Utterback says it's the first time they've done it together.
Previously has been not a lot of interoperability between the military and those federal agencies. Well, as a result of the fires in 2012 and 2013, we've worked more closely together. And as a direct result of last summer's fire at Black Forest and the flood response in Boulder, Larimer, and other counties, we've all decided that we must practice.
In the simulation fire, I'm the division, so I would be in charge of this geographic area of land.
Outfitted with a white hard hat, yellow wool shirt, and green pants, Aaron Doyle of the City of Boulder's Wildland Fire Division is coordinating the test drops from the ground.
And everybody's working together, figuring out frequencies and getting the baseline of communication, so in the event of whether it's a flood, a fire, any natural disaster, we're able to work together because we've practiced it like we are today.
The elite team has a number of crew members experienced in firefighting aircraft and worked during both the Black Forest and High Park fires. Besides preparing water-dropping helicopters alongside the military, the U.S. Forest Service is also gearing up its heavy air tanker fleet.
Spectacular tight formation flying marks the return of Patrol Squadron VP-29 from a six-month tour of Korean combat duty. As the big Neptune patrol bombers come in...
But many of the modified P-2 Neptunes in service today date back to the Korean War, and that's caused problems as these planes get near the end of their lifespan.
And as those air tankers age, the maintenance costs rise, the safety risks rise, so we are very much mindful that we want to modernize our air tanker fleet.
Jennifer Jones is with the National Interagency Fire Center based in Boise, Idaho. Encouraged by a 15% increase in the agency's firefighting budget, she says the ultimate goal is to get the fleet up to 28 planes.
If everything goes the way that we would like it to go, we will have 17 air tankers available for wildfire suppression nationwide this year, and that would be a significant improvement over last year when we had 9 air tankers available through exclusive use contract.
And if needed in Colorado, many of those planes will be based, at least temporarily, at the Fort Collins Loveland Airport this summer. While repairs are made at the usual base at Rocky Mountain Airport in Broomfield. Above average snowpack could lessen the impacts of this year's wildfire season, but that's little comfort to Lieutenant Colonel Mitch Utterback as he watches crews train to lift off for another water drop at Chatfield Reservoir.
And this is critical training for when the fires start in Colorado, because they're going to start. It just depends on when, not if, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do have to maintain that mindset so we can maintain this high level of preparedness. Some parts of the state have had good snow. Some parts of the state are still under percentages in their snowpack. I heard an authority the other day say, from El Paso County south, we still have concerns. And poor El Paso County has burned twice in the last 2 years and is still at risk. But they've got Fort Carson and they've got the Colorado National Guard. We're going to be there if we're needed.
Utterback says practicing now, at a relatively quiet time in our state, will ensure possible glitches are corrected and all the agencies will be ready to respond effectively when they're needed. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.